Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Well, for many of you that were on the line with us on this past Friday, you know, we weren't able to open up the lines. We weren't able to even see phone numbers and things of that sort. And the message that came across, my, from Prophet Antoine was so awesome. If you get an opportunity to go back and listen to those archives that we have, I would truly, truly recommend you going back and listening to the message. Spoiler alert, I will not tell you what it was in reference to. I will not tell you anything about the message other than I think and I truly believe that if you listen to the message, that it will not only bless you, but it will encourage you immensely. And so we're going to start off with prayer with our very own Minister Sheila Kaiser. And I have her line open, believe it or not. On today, we're able to open up the lines. And as you know, I had an issue with the phone lines before, where then I actually went on Facebook Live and did our message there. And that's what I love about God. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, an even greater block was my sister Sylvia. She tried to call him, and the phone wouldn't even allow her to call him. So that's some intense warfare that's in the airways that we have to know that if we just stay diligent and we just keep our focus, that God will make a way when it appears to be no way. And so, Minister Sheila, if you can go ahead and pray for us, we would greatly appreciate that, ma'am.
Excuse background noise. I'm at my daughter's. The phone decides to ring, as is my turn, but God is able, and we still can get on with this service, and I hope you can hear me. Thank you, Head Stop. I want to give honor to God, that is the Father, the true Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. I want to say thank you for the introduction, Apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I just want to give honor to everyone that's listening today and give honor and thanks to God the Father for all the life that he has spared to live another day. Lord, I want to thank you for now. I want to thank you for each and every living thing on this earth that you said we have another day. God, I thank you for now. I can't thank you for tomorrow, but yet my blessings and my prayers will go on for the ones that you will give life to another day. But Lord, I give honor to you. I thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds. Lord, I thank you for giving us the eyes to see, legs to walk, ears to hear, mouth to talk, just the body of God that's in us, and to put your love and feeling and blessings into all of us. Lord, feed us with your acknowledgement, acknowledge us, feed us, Lord, because we need your blessings, we need your teaching, we need your life, we need your understanding. Lord, bless all of us, Lord, to remove all these demons and devils up out of our minds and our hearts and our bodies, to let us know he's only using us for his habit, to make him happy, to just to think he can steal the joy from you. But God, we know we will conquer. We will have the victory. We will rule over, to let the devil know you are behind us. You are beneath us. You are not worth our life. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my cousins, my birth, my bloodline family, and also my spiritual family. I'll ask you to bless this world through this corruption that is going through, the demons that's taking, that's trying to take over, trying to rule your world, the earth, the planet, the homes that you gave us. Lord, we need your blessings. We need your lessons. We need you to fill us and to feed us with your nutrition and your words, your way of life, which is the right way, to remove all the evilness, to remove this virus that the governments have out here to take out your people. Lord, we need you to help us that this government might get into the right man and to remove this corruption that's hurting the people, as they call us helping, but it's only helping them. It's not helping them the way that it's supposed to help us. Lord, we need your help. We need your guidance. We need your directions, Lord. I thank you to wake us all up and show us and tell us the way to go, what to do and how to do it, and the way we should live our lives to magnify our outcoming, our ingoing, our surrounding, whatever that we do a day. Lord, we need your blessings. We need your leadership. We need you to show us the way and to teach us and send your guardian angels to let us know the directions that we need to go right, that we don't need to go left. But we need your directions. We need your help. We need you to feed us the right way. Lord, bless this law enforcement to let them know we are all one people. We are the human people. We are not just people that you choose to use one way and abuse another way. Lord, we need your help. We need your guidance. And I thank you for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Carl Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I just thank you for all your leaderships, your leaders that you have out here to lead us in the right way. Lord, we need you. Need you more and more every day. But Lord, I thank you for now, because if it wasn't for you, we would not be here now. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I yet still have not thanked you and loved you enough. But Lord, I thank you for what you have for me and for all. I can say is thank you and amen. Back to you, Apostle Elect.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Well, you know, with the state of America and this world with dealing with the COVID, the coronavirus 19, and the racism and the sexism and the various things that we've been dealing with, we've been teaching on the cure, which is agape love. And so what really amazed me was how God had poured into me so much that I needed to pray about and to pray for because of the various police brutalities, black-on-black crime, Hispanic-on-Hispanic crime, Asian-on-Asian crime, the various tribal wars and the various discriminations, depending on where you live at. In that country, they may decide how many children you can have. They may decide if a girl child is less, or to them, worth less than a male child. And so you have all of these various things that are going on that are part of discrimination and part of various favoritisms, which are unmerited. And hiring, some people want to balance out who should be here and who should be here. And so then God gave me so much on those various things that we deal with. But in the same instance, he reminded me through a prophet from Africa and different people the importance of what not only Jesus did for us, but that he's doing for us. Some of you may not know, and I pray that you do know, that Jesus is an intercessor. Many of us are intercessors, and many of us are running from our call of intercession. So whether we're being a Jonah, and God has to allow life to put us in a type of creature to let us know that we have to obey him, or whether we're going to have a road to Damascus, or whether we're going to have a time of wrestling with an angel, or whether we're going to get off track and we end up putting our heads in the lap of a type of Delilah, or we end up laughing at the very call of God and his promises, you know, like Sarah, Abraham's wife, did. Let's first look at what an intercessor is. An intercessor is a person who intervenes on the behalf of another, and it's especially done in prayer. Some people call them a moderator or a mediator or a go-between. Some call them a negotiator, an arbitrator. Some even go as far as calling them a broker. Many other times they call them a petitioner, a liaison, a peacemaker. But the main thing you need to know is when you look throughout the Bible, there's hundreds, and I do mean hundreds of prayers in there, where you'll find people praying for someone else. A matter of fact, the first time you'll even hear prayer mentioned is going to be in the first book, in Genesis. So whether you're reading Genesis 4 and 26 or 4 and 9 or Genesis 3, 18 through verses 13, you need to know that from Genesis to Revelation, God talks about prayer and even reminds us that we're to continually pray and reminds us how the prayers of the righteous availeth much. He even reminds us in his word about the power of agreement, and that is also dealing with prayer. Many people will say, well, so what? You know, I pray all the time. Do you pray for yourself or do you pray for others? Because, see, an intercessor, some people will call them a type of ride or die person. They'll ride with you in the spirit realm. They will even die with you in the spirit realm. They will ride with you when it's good times, and they will ride with you when it's bad times. They'll die with you when it's to themselves, not necessarily always a physical death, but a death of, okay, we need to stop gossiping. Okay, we need to start praying for our brothers and our sisters, no matter what their color is, no matter what their sexual preference is, because everyone needs to be delivered from something. And so when we learn that in order for us to become intercessors, we have to die to some things naturally and spiritually. So we have to learn how to fast. We have to learn how to pray because we want to be delivered or we want someone to be delivered. We have to learn how to pray for the sickly. We have to learn how to pray for the elderly. We have to learn how to pray for those that are going through emotional turmoil, whether it's because of losses that they had that are financially or people that have transitioned on to be with the Lord. Some people are bankrupt in their very spirit. They're bankrupt because they've had a broken heart. They've been disappointed. They've been neglected. They've had a divorce. They've had problems on their job. They may have had to change jobs. They've had problems with various relationships, whether it's with people that want to be a part of their family, so they're striking out at you. You know, there's so many people that will strike out at you because they don't have a DNA test to prove who they say they are. There are so many people that will strike out at you because you got that promotion that they wanted, and they've been wanting to get that promotion for many, many years. And in many cases, they deserve the promotion, but they didn't get it. But guess what? In many cases, you deserved it too. And so when your place of work gives you the promotion, now all of a sudden you have these relationship issues on your job. See, in the military, we have a saying that we say, we will not leave any soldier behind. So you can be in a war zone and you can have this going on and that going on, but they're not going to leave you behind. They're going to do whatever they have to do to get you back to America or get you back to where you need to be. They won't do like the prophets did, Elijah and Elijah, when they were going on. And then some of them stayed back. Although you may not know about that, read about it. Just like when Abraham needed a ram in the bush. There were many that stayed behind, so only Abraham and Isaac actually got to go for the sacrifice. Or what about when Moses went to the mountain? Could someone have gone with him, or did he really have to go by himself? Did he have to go by himself to see the glory of God? Or could God have revealed himself to many more, if not everyone? So sometimes people want the glory, and they want the manifestation of what the intercessor has put in place for them, but either they don't want to go through it, or they don't have the ability to go through it. And so then you have to go to God and petition God on their behalf, whether it's a friend, whether it's a family member, or someone or something going on like Black Lives Matter. Yes, and we do know that other lives matter. But if you look back on the history in America, people of African American descent and Indians have suffered at the hands of certain races and certain economic disparities because they were Indian or because they were African American. And so if we don't look at these things the way we need to look at them, we'll try to ignore them and act like they don't exist. But racism in America has always existed. Like it or not, racism in America has always existed. Sexism in America has existed. Why do you think so many people, even though some are being able to change it, why do you think so many people get different salaries? There's people that are very well educated and very talented, and yet there's someone getting paid more than them just because of their race and their sex. There are teachers, there are preachers, there are nurses, there are people that work in security, there are people that work in the hospital, there are people that work in the government that deal with nepotism and sexism and racism because of what and who they were born as. So as we ask God to teach us how to stand in the gap for people, yes, them, her, them, the people over here, the people over there, we also have to ask God, God, who do you want me to intercede for? Because many times we want to intercede for who we want to intercede for. And if you don't believe me, ask Jonah. I mean, you have Jeremiah that had the fire shut up in his bones. There are so many people that where they are will kind of try to dictate who they intercede for and even how they intercede and what they talk about and when they talk about and why they do it. And so some people need to know that God may wake you up early in the morning to intercede for somebody. God may cause you to intercede for someone at the noonday. You thought you were going to go out to lunch with your girlfriends. You thought you were going to go out to lunch with the boys, but God says, no, I want you to stay in this office. I want you to go into your secret closet, and I want you to pray for this person in the noonday. You may not have eaten yet. He may have asked you to fast, and all of a sudden you realize you haven't eaten all day. Because he has this person he wants you to intercede for, these people, or this process. He wants you to intimately intercede. Late in the midnight hour, they have this song, they say, God's going to turn it around. That's right, during that 11th hour, at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Central Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time, on that 365th day of the year, God could have you interceding for what's to come. Remember, a true intercessor is never too busy. I'll say that again. A true intercessor is never too busy. Jesus is a true intercessor. He intercedes for each and every one of us, and I'm so glad because I need him to intercede for me. I don't know about you, but I need everybody that can, that God has asked you to intercede for me, intercede for me. Intercede for Smile 3D. intercede for every minister, every person that's connected to this, you know, Minister Sheila, Minister Sylvia, Minister Margo, Dr. Serena Wright, you know, intercede for Servant Pastor Troy, intercede for a Prophet Antoine, especially with what went on Friday night for his message. My, 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 the international ministry that's in his belt that the enemy of our soul does not want to be heard. So you have to understand, on Blog Talk Radio, it starts off with www, World Wide Web. That means that people that you don't even know and that you will probably never meet are hearing what God has given you. So you can't be too sleepy. You can't be too busy. You can't be too whatever it is. But when it comes to interceding for your brothers and your sisters, we must do it. My, 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 my. Just think, Jesus is interceding for each and every one of you. Yes, he's interceding just for me. He's interceding just for you. If you were the only person that needed intercession, Jesus would do it. Let's talk about four songwriters. Okay, just work with me. I just want to talk about four songwriters. And Donnie McCurkle is one of them. He wrote a song that says, Just For Me. It talks about Calvary. It talks about the chains of slavery. It talks about the blood that was shed for each and every one of us. It talks about Jesus being our Savior. It talks about Jesus being crucified for us. It talks about Jesus being divine and true. I mean, at the end of the song, he says, just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. And then you have Shekinah Glory Ministry that sings the very same song. And they talk about how Jesus loved us so much that he bore our sins, how he redeemed our souls. It talks about Jesus and how much he sacrificed for us. It talks about the penalty that he paid for us. It talks about how he died on Calvary for us. It talks about the power that he's alive and that he reigns on the throne because he rose from the dead. It talks about the power of forgiveness. And it still talks about he did it. He died in Calvary. He bore and took the penalty. He rose again just for me. And you could put your name in there. It was done just for you. And then you have Kirk Franklin. Now he came and he's singing a song as well. And he's declaring, keep on making a way, make a way. My sister Minister Sylvia loves the song, Waymaker. Mm-hmm, that's good too. And so in his song, Kirk Franklin, he talks about God making a way and how he made a way just for me, how he closed many doors just for me, how he tests us with the fire. I know many don't want to be tested with that fire so that you come forth as pure as gold. But as an intercessor, he's going to purify you. He's going to do it just for you. When it talks about the storms in life in this song, it talks about growing in this song. It talks about the necessary pains and the bittersweet workings that God does just for me. It talks about how he teaches us to patiently wait on him. Even in every mistake that we've ever made, he shows us grace. He keeps on blessing us, yep, just for me. It keeps talking about how much we need to trust God. It talks about how God has forgiven and forgotten our sins and how he speaks honestly to us and how he loves us and how he's given us the very ingredients for change that are bittersweet. But he did it just. It talks about how even though you've had a broken heart, he's still going to do it just for you. It talks about how sometimes life is painful, but he's still going to do it just for you. It talks about how God is working and making a way just for me, just for me. And then the last song that I want to talk about is how the renowned Jonathan Nelson sings a song with a group Purpose called Just For Me. And he's talking about grace and mercy. He's talking about Calvary. He's talking about the blood. He's talking about that blood that was dripped, and it was dripped just for me. And he's talking about how glad he is that Jesus went to Calvary and how his grace and mercy allowed it to be done just for me. And it talks about how God would not allow life, to the cares of life, to ever give us a reason to want to give up. And even if we did, how he'll encourage us by us knowing that it was done just for us. So as Jesus intercedes for each and every one of us, we must ask God to show us how to intercede. How to intercede for that speaker that's speaking God's word and the enemy of our soul doesn't want it to be heard. How to know that that person is lost, that last sheep, that out of 99, how that person will go and look for and spread the gospel with that lost sheep, just one. How that person will go, even in Luke 10, to look for that lost coin. Because even if I have 99, I need that lost coin. I need that lost sheep. Even if my brothers and my sisters, they stayed behind, they're there with mom and dad, and they're doing what they need to be doing. Guess what? That lost son or daughter, that prodigal, just for them. God wants us to be that person that will intercede, intimately intercede for that person. Even that person that may have hurt your feelings, may have cut you out, may have done you wrong, may have backstabbed you time after time after time. He wants you to be postured and to have a sacrificial lifestyle that says, I'm going to stand in the gap for him. I'm going to stand in the gap for her. But you know what that means? That means you've got to leave your comfort zone. Some of us don't pray for people when we're mad at them. But we can ask God to take that madness away. We can ask God to cause us to die to that feeling of unforgiveness, to die to that feeling of they don't deserve it. We don't deserve it either. But Jesus is interceding for me. He's interceding for you. Leave out of that comfort zone. Be willing to be a servant. A servant will intercede for those that the world would say should not be interceded for. Ask God to show you in the Bible and to set aside time for you to study intercession, for you to study the intercessors, for you to study the prayers in the Bible, for you to understand that you may not be able to get out there and intercede hours at a time and days at a time, but you might need to start small. You may need to start very slow. You may need to just do it a little bit until the Lord intensifies it and gets you into that intimate place with him until when you call on God, you are instantly in his presence. The glory of God will fill the room. It will fill you from your head to your toe, from the inside out. God will get you to a place that when you intercede, just like Abraham interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah and its people, he was able to get those out that were those that could be interceded for. But, you know, whether it's Lot that he needed to bring out, some people aren't going to be delivered. Be aware that your intercession may not always cause that person to come out. Sometimes it may delay it, but because they're denying God and because they're committing some type of idolatry or practicing some type of evil, they may not want to be free. We may be praying for that person that's practicing homosexuality and all of those things that God hates, not the people, but the behavior, but they may not want to let go. You may pray for the people like Daniel prayed when the people of Jerusalem were in desolation and they sinned against God and they transgressed against God. But guess what? Not everybody's going to be delivered. Jesus prayed for every one of his sisters, but yet Judas carried out his mission as well. Because of what Judas did, each one of us had a right to the Lamb's Book of Life. But he sacrificed himself because he wanted the money. He wanted Jesus to do what he wanted Jesus to do. How many of you know that people say that they're interceding for you, but they're actually practicing witchcraft and manipulation and rebellious attitudes because they want you to do what they want you to do? An intercessor doesn't pray what they want you to do. They pray for the glory of God to be revealed through you. They pray for the glory of God to consume you, just like the fire consumed that burning bush when Moses went before God. They'll pray for that ram in the bush to show up. They will pray for the glory of God to fill the temple, just like it did for Isaiah. They will pray for the glory of God to be manifested in your life. They will repent so that they can get that selfish stuff out of them, so that they can pray for you selflessly, so that it won't be about them. It won't be selfishly, but it'll be selflessly. Do you know when you can pray and your dependence of your prayer is dependent on the wisdom of God? It's dependent on the word of God. It's dependent on the wisdom of God. And yes, I know, people pervert the word of God. The devil did it when he was trying to manipulate Jesus in the garden. So yes, I know, people will use the very word of God to try to manipulate it, to try to pervert it. But you have to ask God for his wisdom. And as God teaches us to repent, we need to repent. As God teaches us about his wisdom, we need to use his wisdom. As God teaches us how we need to be Christ-like, we need to allow God to teach us how to be Christ-like. So as we read the word of God about the very purpose of prayer and the principles of prayer, guess what else? We have to ask God to teach us about the warfare that will come against us, the spiritual warfare and the conflicts. It'll come against your voice, like you can hear, I'm a little hoarse. It'll come against your body. Many of us have aches and pains. The demonic warfare that comes against the worshipers of God, that comes against the intercessors of God, that comes against the people of God, it has imps and all types of evil things that the devil will send your way because he wants us to be involved in idol worship and sorcery and witchcraft and manipulation and all types of cults. He wants us to allow that flesh of ours to get in the way. Because remember, Paul had to wrestle with the things that he had to wrestle with in order to become Paul and to let go Saul. Are you going to be Jacob that has to become Israel, that has to wrestle with your flesh and you end up with a thorn in your side? Paul reminds us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and heavenly places. So don't you know when you renounce the devil, when you allow God to cleanse you from your sins through the blood of Christ, when you ask God to fill you with his Holy Spirit, when you ask God to break everything that tries to bind you and blind you, when you ask God to show you the authority that he's given you in and through the name of Jesus Christ. Each and every one of us, let's not forget, when we say that Jesus is seated in heavenly places, we are as well. Because we have been given the power and the authority to pray. We have been given the power and the authority to declare and decree a thing in the name of Jesus. Many of people have even tried to teach me that you can't decree and declare a thing. Only God can do that. You can't do this. You can't do that. But according to the word of God, we've been given power and authority and access to God through Jesus Christ. Jesus' name is above every name, every sickness, every disease, any and everything that could try to make you think or doubt who God is. There's prayers that we can read that teach us about the power of prayer. I mean, come on now. Jonah prayed, and God saved him. Moses prayed, and the Red Sea was parted. Job prayed, and he was restored. David prayed, and he was strengthened. Peter prayed, and he received a vision. Paul prayed, and he was healed. My. Daniel prayed, and he was delivered from the lion's den. Hannah prayed, and she was given a son. Jesus prayed, my. And he is still praying for each and every one of us. Jesus prayed and said, not my will, but your will be done. So even when you're struggling, even when you're going through that thing that seems like everything is not going your way, even when you pray and you know that you know that you know, God, it seems like and appears that things aren't going my way. Abraham prayed and he got an heir. So can you pray like Abraham? Jacob prayed and he was delivered from Esau. Remember, he did his brother wrong. Moses and Aaron prayed for the people all the time. Isn't that why? When Moses prayed for the forgiveness of the people of Israel, that God came on through. Aaron prayed for the blessing of God upon the people, and God blessed them. God will hear your prayer. There's a prayer that talks about God blessing us, but talking about how if we don't line up with his word, how he'll curse us. But don't you know that God will make you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath? Don't you know that God will make you victorious the same way when he gave Joshua the victory? God will give you the victory as well. Can you command the sun and the moon to stand still? I think you can. A matter of fact, I know you can if you get into that relationship with God that causes you to walk in the very harmony that he's given you to walk and to worship with him. Gideon prayed, and God answered. My. Even Samson, after he had did what he did and lost his consecration, God, in the end, gave him his victory back. It may have been his last victory, but he took out more in his last victory than he had ever before, and many others have had things to be done in the 11th hour for them. Job prayed. God answered his prayers. Hannah prayed and she received a son. My. Who are you praying for? Solomon asked God for wisdom. I'm asking God for the wisdom of God for each and every one of us connected to Smile 3D. Why am I saying the people connected to Smile 3E? Because there's an intimacy with people that are connected to you, that are connected to God, that needs to be maximized to the potential that it can be maximized to. And there's nothing wrong with us praying for people that we don't know. But how many of us can actually say we're praying for the people that we do know? So for everybody connected to Smile 3E, I'm praying for you. Jabez has a prayer that he prayed for God to enlarge his territory. I pray for God to enlarge your territory. I pray for God to give you the victory that he gave Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles. I pray for God to give you the ability to forgive and to give him thanksgiving like he did Ezra. I pray for God to give each and every one of us the ability to confess our sins and ask him for help, just like he did Nehemiah. I pray for God to bless us the same way he did when Nehemiah prayed. I pray for God to even teach us how not to pray based off of complaint or a lack of forgiveness. I pray that God will teach us how to want to forgive, to live to confess our sins, to live to repent. I pray for God to teach us how to even pray that for our brothers and our sisters, that they would ask God to deliver them, to heal them, to cleanse them. I pray to God that he would even teach us how not to be an accuser of the saints. I pray to God that he would teach us how to obey him, how to willingly let go of our various captivities and things that would try to bind us or oppress us, whether it's sexism or racism or nepotism, whatever it is. I pray to God that he would let you know that you are the remnant. You are the ones that God has to intercede for one another. You are the one that God has called. You are the one that God has delivered and is yet delivering. You are the one, not your brother, not your sister. They have their calls, but God has called you. You are the one. Margo, you are the one. Sheila, you are the one. Renee, you are the one. Anton, you are the one. Serena, you are the one. Troy, you are the one. God can cause you to walk on water. God can cause you to heal someone who's blind. God can cause you to heal the woman with the issue of blood. God can use you, and he's using you right now. God can use you to cast out devils. God can use you to be a blessing. God can use you to be noble and valor. God can use you for his glory. God is using you. Let God use you. Let God call you to the front of the line. Let God bring you to the nations and send you to the nations. Let God prosper you and heal you and make you whole. Let God teach you how to worship him in spirit and in truth. Let God teach you how you are the one that he's given the power and the authority to cast out that type of rebellion and witchcraft and demonic warfare and evil manipulation and evil addictions and that attitude and that behavior, those corrupt communications. God can cause you to call it out, to cast it out, to cause God to destroy it and to annihilate it. So this enemy we see today, we will see no more. Nosocomial infections, hatred, the disease of hatred, it has to go. God can use you to deliver a nation. Allow God to use you. Allow God to bring out the intercessor in you. That's all I have on today, Minister Sheila. You can pray for us and make the announcements and whatever else God has given you, for you have been called for such a time as this.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle, for the great words, for the great knowledge and the encouragement. I just want to say I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. And I'm going to ask that you open up the lines now. So if anyone that has a testimony or words or anything they would like to say, your time is now. Lines are open.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints. God has blessed us with another Sunday, and we are his blessed people. And thank you, Minister, I'm sorry, Apostle Elect, Cecilia, thank you so much for that word that says we are chosen, we are chosen. I thank God for you. I thank God for allowing you to speak, for allowing you to let him speak through you to us so we can say it's time to step up. It's time to praise God. It's time to believe his word. It's time to know what he's chosen us to do. And I thank you for just giving us that powerful word. It's planted in my spirit. And I move forward in Jesus' name and in his strength. Thank you so much, woman of God. Be blessed. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for your words of encouragement, Minister Margo McCoy. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else? The lines are open. And I thank you, and I thank you for all that might be listening, that might cannot talk, because I know we are all been in that predicament one time or another. And I just want to thank God, and thank God for this day. Thank God for this opportunity that we have to bring the word and the teaching and the acknowledgement of a true Father and Son that loves us. And let's say he loved us so much, he gave his only begotten Son. And you and I know it's so much over this world that the people here will not give you they only anything. If they can pray for you or pray for themselves or pray for someone else, some will not choose to do what they only have to do. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I hope you're understanding everything that is going on. But God, I thank you, and I thank you for the encouragement of the apostle to be the teacher and the lessons and to give us words of encouragement. And I just want to ask if there anyone else that might want to speak. The time is now. Okay, again, I give honor to God for blessing me and to this spiritual family, this family of knowing of the knowledge and the blessing and the knowledge of God. I thank for all that he has blessed me with. And Lord, I say I thank you, and I thank you. Because although we are through a blessed family, a God-fearing family, of loving of God and Son Jesus family, the devil is still trying to tear us apart. But God, I thank you for the courage, the strength, the know-how, and the knowledge to say, devil, you can go sit down somewhere else. You ain't got nothing here but an argument. Because God is the one. No matter what you say or do, I try to show me God has me in a better way. He has something for us in a better way. That's what the devil has to offer. Will only live in disaster, will lead you to damnation, to leave you to a life that might start off beautiful with him, but will be a living as where he live at, hell in the end. We want a beautiful beginning and ending, not start off good and end off bad. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for giving us the knowledge and the opportunity to learn and to understand that the beauty in life is through you and only through you. I want to give honor to you, God, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I want to ask for who all that is listening to never doubt God, to no matter what you're going through, just pray to him and he will answer your prayer. Don't pray on Sunday and think it's going to happen on Sunday. Because he has a preparation. He has a way to prepare you. No matter what we're going through, it's a test. He can't hear you today and you'll forget him tomorrow. He has a test to pass. You have an understanding to learn. You have knowledge to encourage. You have a lesson to learn, to understand, to appreciate what he has for you. You have to go through a trial basis, like in court. You have to go through a trial. You have to earn what he has for you. You have to respect what he has for you. You have to really want what he has for you. He has waited on you, and you can't wait on him. What kind of understanding do you have? No matter what you go, when you go to work, you have to work and wait for that paycheck. God has waited on you, and you can't wait on him. But when you wait, God, your reward is more than you could imagine. It's the beauty of life that no man on earth can give you. And God, I thank you, and I thank you. because I know you have brought all of us through some trials and tribulations that we didn't think we could make it through. Me, myself, Lord, I thank you. When the doctors say it won't be, you said, huh, not yet. I have the last say so, and God, I thank you for the life you have given us, and I thank you, and I thank you. Now, thank everyone for tuning in today, listening to the word and the lessons and the encouragements. And I ask you to tune in each and every Sunday morning for Let's Talk at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also on Monday night, for Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Sunday mornings with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon. And on Monday nights, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, with Iron Sharpening Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and with many magnificent speakers. Excuse me, possibly, could you inform me on who might be on this Monday? I really don't have my list in front of me.
The fifth Monday. So, you know, fifth Monday is the Youth Monday. And so I do know that Minister Sylvia is working on getting us a speaker. And so we always have so many options. We have Minister Carvan. We have Minister Brandon. We have Minister Stanley. We have Minister Inez. We have so many youth to choose from, and I thank God that the youth want to talk about how great he is. And I know we have various people, Aliana, that may even want to go on there and worship God and dance, and Minister London. Like I said, we have so many, and I know that Minister Sylvia will let us know that who it is. I mean, it's such a blessing that the youth want to minister. And so, like I said, fifth Monday, and it'll be a young person.
All right, thank you. I thank you
not
for
that.
That
word
I know
old.
Continue.
I said, not that I'm saying that we're that old.
Well, like I said, we are all young in God's eyes. We are all, we've just got a number, but without him, we're going to all make it. And I just want to say, whichever youth we have, I know there's going to be a nice, information, nice teaching, and beautiful words of encouragement. And I thank you for that, Apostle. And like I said, on Monday nights, Iron Sharpening Iron, it will be Youth Monday, and I know we will have a beautiful speaker with beautiful words at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday nights, we have Blog Talk. Oh, on Monday nights, we also have Facebook. On Friday nights, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's Talk again. And Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and she will have beautiful words and encouragement and acknowledgement. And I just say I want to thank you and I thank you. And I ask you to continue to pray and to let God know he is loved and thank him for loving us and to remember our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Just remember, in this world without God, believe, we are really nothing. To have the beauty of life through him is so amazing. And I just want to thank you, thank you, and thank you. And you all have a safe, blessed, wonderful, peaceful, and prayerful day. Amen. And have a blessed morning.
Amen. Good night.